Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 19th of April. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the transformation of the disciples following Christ's resurrection and how the same power can help us carry the torch of testimony to those we know. For the last time this week, we turn to Acts chapter 3 and verses 12 to 19. Peter preaches in the temple. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. "People of Israel," he said, "what is so surprising about this? And why stare at us as though we had made this man walk by our own power or godliness? For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate, despite Pilate's decision to release him. You rejected this holy, righteous one and instead demanded the release of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed, and you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Friends, I realize that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was done in ignorance, but God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away." The story of Jesus' disciples after his resurrection is an important reminder to each one of us to be torchbearer Christians, carrying the torch of testimony. The call to share the revolutionary story of Jesus Christ isn't just a historical mandate. It is a living, breathing mission for all believers. In Acts chapter 3, Peter exemplifies what it means to carry this torch. His words are not just informative, but transformative. In our lives, we are surrounded by opportunities to share the impact of Christ. Like the disciples, we are equipped with the Holy Spirit, the Scriptures, and the fellowship of believers to aid us in our mission. We are modern-day torchbearer Christians, called to illuminate the path for others through our testimonies of God's grace in our lives. So as we move forwards, let us do so with the confidence that comes from knowing Christ and the humility to rely on his strength. Let us each carry the torch with purpose, shining brightly in a world in need of the light of truth. Let's take a moment today to reflect on how we can actively carry the torch of our testimony to illuminate the truth of Christ's impact in our lives to others. First of all, we should be intentional. Look for opportunities in your everyday life to share your faith. It could be a conversation with a colleague, a kind act of service, or even a social media post that reflects your values and beliefs. Secondly, be authentic. Share your testimony in a genuine and relatable way. People are more likely to be receptive when they see the real life impact of Christ in your life. Thirdly, be a listener. Take the time to listen to others and understand their struggles and questions. This allows you to tailor your testimony to their specific needs and concerns. Fourthly, be prayerful. Seek God's guidance and wisdom as you share your testimony. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work through you and to touch the hearts of those who hear your words. And finally, be consistent. Being a torchbearer Christian is not a one-time event, but a lifelong commitment. Continually seek opportunities to share your testimony and to let your light shine brightly. Remember, as torchbearer Christians, we have the privilege and responsibility to carry the torch of testimony. Let us go forth with confidence, knowing that we are equipped and with humility, relying on God's strength. May we illuminate the truth of His impact in our lives to a world in need of His love and grace. This reflection question will help you to think about these thoughts today. How can you actively carry the torch of your testimony to illuminate the truth of Christ's impact in your life to others? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotional podcasts. In the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.